Wayne, I know how badly you wanted to have a bounce back game and fight for your team. What did you see from your stuff today?
I was one pitch away from a zero there in the second, and then gave up, you know, five or six hits in a row there, all in the middle of the plate. Just bad execution, and no excuses. Just can't explain it. Just not pitching good. Two games in a row.
Yeah, is there anything that connects the last start to this one in terms of execution or what you're doing?
No, I mean, I came in today with probably the best mindset I've had all year. You know, really wanted to be great today, and thought I was going to be great, and keep being surprised when I'm not. So, I don't know what to tell y'all, you know. I don't know what to tell the fan base. Sorry. I'll just keep grinding, you know.
How difficult is this for you personally, you know? Your last season, you want to do well for the team, and it's just not there to this point. How difficult is this for you?
Well, I was trending the right way until the last two, so I'm trying to compartmentalize these two starts, you know, and build off of other things I've done well, and you know, get better at the things I haven't done well. But I've not executed well. I mean, that's plain and simple. I've got outs with worse stuff before than I had tonight, they weren't missing anything because I'm throwing it right in the middle of the plate. You know, it's just, there's no excuse for that. Big league hitters hit balls in the middle of the plate, and I threw a few of them in a row.
When you're a guy used to success, which the camera saw you on the bench, were you emotional? Did that hit you pretty hard, having a rough outing? I mean, you wanted to bounce back.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of different emotions that I'm feeling right now, but I'm trying to not hinder the rest of the team with it, you know. Nobody needs a Debbie Downer. Nobody needs a negative force walking around. So still try to stay positive and encourage guys and be a good teammate through my struggle, you know. Can't bring everyone else with me.
Have you been through a stretch like this without your curveball, a good spin on your curveball, and what do you do to get it back?
Yeah, I've been through tough stretches before. I mean, it's amplified now because I've, 70 hooray and pitched for 2 months and should be better than I am. But, you know, the only way to overcome it is to stay positive and keep working. You know, I can't get down myself and I can't give up.
Adam, did you see the folks who got up on their feet when you came off? Did you notice that at all on your way off?
I felt them. Yeah, I wasn't looking up because, you know, I was looking down. But I appreciated it. It was nice.
Adam,
my fans are great.
When you're walking off the mound, and John mentioned the cameras captioning the dugout, but also captured Ollie coming up to you and having a conversation. It was brief, but it seemed to impact you pretty well. How important was that?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, get my age, you just wonder sometimes if people have lost faith in you, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what he walked over and said he didn't. He hadn't lost faith in me, and still believed I was going to finish strong and going to help this team win a lot of games, which that's what I asked him. I said, hey, just don't give up on me, you know. And he said, I'm not giving up on you until this is over. So,
did you feel like you needed to hear that in that moment?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, everybody needs some words of affirmation now and then. And, you know, after a game like that, yeah, I would say I probably did need to hear that.
Well, is there anything you can take from what Albert did last year, where he had a lot of rough, rocky moments early mm-hmm. in the season, and he found a way to dig himself out of it? That's
yeah.
a guy you look up to.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I have to look at it, right? It's a first half that I would have rather not had, and we've got a second half coming up, and I'm going to start fresh, and we're going to build off of that. I'm going to start fresh next game, too, but really going to start fresh second half, and we're going to see. Mm-hmm. If we can do some cool stuff.
And that start that you made against the Mets was, like, I think maybe you wouldn't agree, but statistically the best of your season.
Yeah.
Do you feel physically the same as you did when you pitched in that game?
Yeah.
Go back and look at that to see maybe what was different? Or?
Yeah, I had a little better breaking ball there. But, I mean, I spun the ball tonight. I just spun in the middle of the plate, you know. Better execution that game. Gave up a home run to Guillorme. And if I don't give up that home run, I'm going to go seven and give up one run, you know. I've had three or four games this year at least where I'm one pitch away from going six or seven innings and giving up one or two runs. And I just have failed miserably at making those pitches when I need to. I mean, you know, just being a fair judge, being a try to be a good self-evaluator, the last two games I think I gave up 8 two-out hits in London, and I gave up 5 or 6 two-out hits tonight. You know, if I don't give up any two-out hits the last two games, I'll probably give up 2 runs total, you know. But that's pitching, man. You gotta keep pitching. You can't let those crooked numbers get you. And I've made a career out of not giving up crooked numbers, and I'm giving up crooked numbers right now. So I just have to be better.
Is that a mechanical thing? Like, when you talk about the execution of pitches and leaving them in the middle, is that – I mean, you said it's not feeling anything.
London, my delivery was off pretty bad. You know, I just wasn't getting through the ball very well at all. So I'll go back tonight and watch the game, and tomorrow I'll scour through it and have a good plan going in my bullpen. But, you know, it's just even when mechanics are bad, you just have to be an athlete and make a good pitch every now and then, just find a way to do it. And I just didn't find a way to do it tonight.